This is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We thank you for tuning in today. We thank you for those of you who've tuned in for the first time today, and we just ask you to come back and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially those of you who have been faithful listeners for many months and years. We say welcome to you, and we say come back to you each and every Sunday. And we ask you to invite a friend, to tell a friend about this broadcast, to let them know that they're going to receive a blessing, that there's some good teaching here in the name of Jesus. Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry exists for the sole purpose of taking the good news of the gospel to the nations and to this area and into the prison through this radio broadcast. And so we are grateful to the Lord for the open doors. We're grateful to the Lord for the provision that makes this possible. And we invite each and every one of you to participate with this ministry. We invite each and every one of you to pray with us. We look forward to inviting you to partner with us in projects that we have going, not only here in this area, but also across the world. We're planning now in August to go back to Kenya and to conduct crusades there in western Kenya, in the city of Mumias out in west Kenya, and also in Tasia in Nairobi area. And so we just look forward to that. And so pray about your part, not only in being an intercessor and a prayer partner with this ministry, but also come before the Lord and ask him what he would have you to do to help with provision, to help pay for this radio airtime, and to support projects that this ministry has in other areas of the world. Come before the Lord with an offering. And I thank you for those of you who are listening today, but God wants you to be blessed, and he wants you to bless him with an offering. He doesn't want you to come before the Lord empty-handed. There are many things that we could be doing. There are many things that we could be expanding, not only this radio broadcast, but other aspects of the ministry that we could be expanding if each and every one of you took it upon himself to pray about what God would have you to do. And God wants to bless you. In the Old Testament, when people came to the temple, they always came with an offering. Even the poorest brought doves for an offering, and those that had more, they brought bulls or oxen or sheep or goats. And so God wants you to come before him with an offering and to bless him. It isn't for my glory. It isn't going in to make me rich or famous or anything like that. It's going into the glory of God for his kingdom purposes, and to raise up his name, not only here in this area through this radio broadcast, but also in other areas, other countries, through this broadcast, which goes out across the world on the internet, and also the live crusades that we're going to be doing in other places. And so God calls you to help, and I ask you to pray about your part in helping this ministry move forward with the gospel. Our mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And our internet address, gathertheoutcasts.com. That's gathertheoutcasts.com. And you can go there on to that website and check it out. There's videos of last year's crusades in Kenya and videos of Kibera, a place where we had a crusade last year, videos of other things, still pictures, and there's downloads of past radio broadcasts. There's also prophetic dreams and visions posted there on the website. And in addition to that, we have a blog, jimrau.blogspot, that is linked to the website. You can get to the blog from the website and vice versa, back from the blog, jimrau.blogspot.com, back to the website. You can make a contribution on either one of those places conveniently, safely, with your credit card. And so check out that website and check out the blog. The blog has over 200 teachings on gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, sexual immorality, and other subjects that will be of interest to you. And so check it out, the blog again, jimrau.blogspot.com, and the website, gathertheoutcasts.com. If you have a prayer request, you can also make that request known on the website or contact me at my email, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I would be happy to pray with you. And you can do that also on a daily basis or a weekly basis, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I would be more than happy to lift up your prayer requests in response to that. We're going to have a teaching here in just a minute from Lamentations 3. Open up your Bible, Lamentations 3, and we're going to honor the veterans today, the people who have given their life and sacrifice to this country, and we'll honor them in the message and speak about America and its relation to God, and we'll take that up here in just a minute right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings it is to come on the radio this morning and just speak your word, the freedom that we have, and the men and women of this nation who have fought for those freedoms and given their life in sacrifice and given their health sometimes and their blessings to you in sacrifice for this nation. And Lord, we thank you for the founding fathers, the men and women who originally, through wisdom and revelation from you, wanted to bless you in this nation and wanted to see this nation founded on godly principles. And so we thank you for them. Lord, we pray for each and every person out there listening today that they would come to know you, that the words of this message would pierce their hearts, the words of this message would stir them in some way and bring them closer to you, draw them closer to you. And so we just thank you for the open door, the provision. Lord, we pray for open doors and provision for the Kenya Crusades, and we thank you for the opportunity. We pray for prayer partners and provision partners, and Lord, we thank you for this city, that it would be a city of refuge, Lord, that people would come here and feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place, and that they would seek you and cry out to you. And we just ask you, Lord, for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in the prison and in this city. And we pray for godly men and women, godly churches, church leaders. And we thank you again for the freedom that we have just to speak your word out over the people in this place through these radio broadcasts. And we pray all these things in the precious holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're talking about honoring the veterans today, and once again, I just want to say thank you personally and on behalf of this broadcast to all of the veterans out there, and we thank you for your sacrifice, the things that you have done that many people have not known about, the details only God knows, and so we just thank you, and for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life, in defense of this nation and for the freedoms that we enjoy, we say thank you, to their families, to their children. And so it's a special time. You know, Memorial Day goes back to May of 1868 when the first Arlington Cemetery ceremony was held, and it was presided over by General and Mrs. Ulysses S. Grant, and it was to honor the veterans of the Civil War. And so we continue a tradition that has long standing. We pray for this nation. We thank you for the men and women who have fought and have died and have given up a great sacrifice that we could have the freedoms that we now enjoy. Well, people have chided me in the past for being looking to this nation as my savior, and I want you to know, brothers and sisters, I don't look to this nation as my savior. I know who my savior is. I know where my help comes from. Psalm 121 verse 1 says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. And so I don't look to this nation. I don't expect the president or the Congress or anybody else to save me. I thank God that I am a born-again believer and I am saved through the blood of Jesus Christ and no other way. But at the same time, God knew that there would be nations. God knew that there would be divisions of people, and this nation, America, is a very special place, and it was founded by people who understood that the freedoms that we enjoy were laid in place on the foundation of the Ten Commandments, that we have a law that was given to us by God, and that law is the foundation and a cornerstone of the law here in America. Psalm 33:12 said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." And Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." And Proverbs 29:18, "Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law." And so God knows that there is government. God ordained government. He didn't tell us to stay out of it. There are many spheres of influence and spheres of interaction that people embark on each and every day. There's politics, there's government, there's family, there's arts and entertainment, there's business, there's church, and all of these different spheres are ordained and established by God, and he didn't tell us to stay out of them, and he didn't say that I have created all this and now I only want the devil people or the people who serve the devil to run these things and to have the authority to govern these things. No, God hasn't abdicated one single square inch or one single foot in any sphere of influence in this country. He wants to take over the arts and entertainment industry. He wants to take back all of the pornography industry. He wants to take that back and give it over to Christian programming. He wants to take over in politics. He wants to take over in your business realm. And so whatever sphere of influence you have out there in your life, God calls you to be salt and light for the kingdom in that sphere of influence you have. And Jesus said, if the salt loses its flavor, how can it get its saltiness back? In other words, once the salt gets diluted and it no longer has an impact, how are you ever going to get it back? And the truth is, it is really, really tough to get it back. And so we're facing that here in America right now, that the onslaught of unrighteousness has taken predominance, that onslaught of injustice has taken predominance, and so we are called to be salt and light, and we are called to call out sin and to point out sin, and we are called to lift up those who are behaving and acting righteously. We're called to cry out for justice, and when there's injustice in the land and when people are treated unfairly, that's why slavery couldn't stand in this land, is because people knew that it did not bring glory to God. People knew it went against the principles of the foundations of God's kingdom. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's kingdom, and so there's some things that God will not allow to stand, and when his people here on this earth get in alignment with him, then those things fall, those things crumble. And so again, we say to the veterans out there today, we thank you for your sacrifice, and we know it is not in vain, and we continue to pray for this nation. We pray for our leaders as God commands us to do. We pray for our president, for the Supreme Court, for the Congress, and pray for wisdom. And God wants this nation to be continually dedicated to him. And we say on our money, in God we trust, and we don't want that just to be a trite slogan and an empty phrase. We want us as a nation, and God wants us as a nation, to trust in him and lean not on our own understanding. And when we do that, then the nation will lift up the Lord God, and they will look to him as their leader, and he will protect them and he will defend them. Well, in Lamentations, in the Old Testament, Lamentations written by the book of by Jeremiah, the same author of the book of Jeremiah, God had spoken to the children of Israel. And just as he speaks to this nation, God had cried out through his prophets to his children, and he told them over and over that you are a stubborn and a rebellious people, that you're not listening to me, that you are not paying attention to my prophets, that you are believing in lies, you're believing in false prophets. And so eventually what happened was God went through with his promise that he was going to allow the Babylonians and the Assyrians to come in and take the people of Israel captive. God spoke that to the prophets, to his children, that if they didn't come back to him, if they didn't quit worshiping idols and looking at idols, that he was going to allow the captors to come in and take them off. And that's eventually what happened. The northern kingdom, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom, were taken off by the Assyrians. And then about 90 years later, the two southern tribes, Benjamin and Judah, were taken off by the Babylonians. And the northern tribes were never found again. They were dispersed. And the two southern tribes ended up in Babylon in captivity for 70 years. And so God had to break them. He had to clean house, you might say. And so when God speaks to a nation and they disregard his word and they are openly stubborn and rebellious, God has his ways of getting their attention. And ultimately, God will have his way here in America. Ultimately, God will get our attention. And I can assure you, brother and sister, as a prophetic speaker and a watchman on the wall, I can tell you that it's coming closer and closer. God has given me many prophetic dreams and visions about the future. And so that future is almost here, and there is going to be a day of reckoning for all of the abortions, all the murder of the innocents, the shed blood of the innocents, all of the apostate perversion that is going on here in America, the promotion of homosexual marriage, our stand against Israel. All of this stuff is going to be held in account. God knows our hearts, and he knows what is going on here. Nothing escapes his notice. And so just as the children of Israel were taken off into captivity, so too will we be facing our enemies in a way that we don't want to. And so God gave the Israelites into the hand of their enemies. They took them off into captivity to Babylon. But we want to remember that God is a God of mercy also, and he always has a greater plan to bring glory to himself. In Lamentations 3:3, Jeremiah says, "Judah has gone into exile under affliction and under harsh servitude. She dwells among the nations, but she has found no rest. And all her pursuers have overtaken her in the midst of distress. The roads to Zion are a mourning because no one comes to the appointed feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests are groaning. Her virgins are afflicted. And she herself is bitter. Her adversaries have become her masters. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has caused her grief because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her little ones have gone away as captives before the adversary. Jerusalem sinned greatly," verse 8, "therefore she has become an unclean thing. All who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Even she herself groans and turns away." And verse 16, Jeremiah says, "For these things I weep, my eyes run down with water, because far from me is a comforter. Who restores my soul, that comforter who restores my soul? My children are desolate because the enemy has prevailed." And so one thing that I see here in America is that people are, you might say, thumbing their nose at God. They're arrogant, they're prideful, they don't fear God, they don't think they need God in their life, they don't think they need God, they think they can live any way they want, and thumb their nose at God and thumb their nose at his word, and they don't believe that there's going to be a day of reckoning. And just as Jeremiah cried over the transgressions of his people, and he was grieved, if you can imagine, after seeing the appointed feast, the Pentecost, the Passover, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and you saw the people coming back to Jerusalem for thousands of years to celebrate those feasts and give honor and glory to the Lord, then there was no more feasts, there was no people on the roads, there was no more people in the gates, no more priests and elders sitting in the gates. The virgins were afflicted, and everyone was bitter. The only people left in Israel after the captivity were just a few poor vine dressers and farmers that were not taken to captivity. And so God shook Israel. He shook that nation. And he's going to shake this nation as well. He's going to bring an accountability to the people of this nation. And so we need to get down on our hands and knees, and we need to pray to God bring righteousness into this nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Well, in Lamentations 3:19, Jeremiah speaks the blessings of the Lord, because that is ultimately what God wants to do. He wants to bless this nation. And again, I say I'm not speaking curses over this nation. Don't misunderstand the prophet. I'm not speaking curses over this nation. I want God to bless this nation. I bless this nation. And that's why I cry out over the radio. God has given me some tough messages to speak over this radio broadcast. And yet, I know it is to help people come back to the Lord. I know it is to help people see the Lord moving in their life. And so when God tells me to speak something, even though it may bring recrimination or chastisement from certain people to myself, I speak it out with confidence and boldness, because I know the Lord is my protector. Well, in chapter 3, verse 19, Jeremiah says, "Remember my affliction and my wandering." He's speaking to God here. "Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his mercies or his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore my hope is in him. I have my hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord." And so that Jeremiah was thankful even in the midst of the bitterness, even in the midst of the brokenness, when he saw his brothers and sisters, his cousins, his neighbors carried off into captivity. You can imagine what a grievous thing it was for him to have to watch that happen, after he'd cried out to those people and told them to get right, to quit worshiping false idols, to quit sacrificing their children to the idols. And he had cried out to them, he had suffered at the hands of the people that he was trying to speak to. They had put him in the stocks, they had beat him, they had thrown him at the bottom of a cistern into the mud, they had imprisoned him. And so many times Jeremiah suffered for just speaking the word of the Lord to them. And yet he continued to, but it grieved him very much when he had to watch them be carried off into captivity at the hands of their conquerors and at the hands of the Babylonians. And yet he says, "Great is your mercy, Lord. Great is your mercy. Your compassions, your loving kindness never cease, and your compassions never fail. They are made new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I shall hope in him." And so we hope in him. We don't hope in our government. We do the best to elect faithful and godly men and women to lead our government. We do the best that we can. If we are active in government, whether it's on the local level, the state level, or the national level, to honor God with our decisions, to seek the Lord for wisdom. And you remember Solomon, when he took over as king of Israel, when God established him on the throne of Israel, the first thing he asked for was wisdom. Above all else, he wanted wisdom so that he could rule his people with wisdom and with justice and with righteousness. And the Lord honored him, because the Lord not only gave him wisdom, but then he blessed him with riches and those things that he did not ask for. Well, there's something greater, brothers and sisters, than laying down your life for your country. And not to diminish that, for the sacrifice that many have made, and again, we honor them today, but there's something greater than laying down your life for your country or for your fellow countrymen. Romans 5:6 says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Christ Jesus. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." And so Jesus Christ died for us. He died for you. He died for me. He died for every person here on this earth, no matter what country they live in. And again, there's something greater than dying for your country and dying for your countrymen, and that is that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And no matter what sins you've committed, whether great sins or small sins, whether you've been a murderer, whether you've been a rapist, whether you've been a burglar, a liar, a cheat, a thief, or whatever you've been, Christ died for your sin, and his blood is sufficient to cover your sin. His blood is sufficient to redeem you from the death sentence that is over you. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And that's from Romans 6:23. And so Christ's death on the cross has set you free from the wages of sin and death. Christ's death on the cross is sufficient to cover any sins that you have committed in the past, and any sins that you will cover, and it will cover them for any sins that you will commit in the future. And so all you have to do is to say to the Lord Jesus, Lord, I want you to come into my life. I repent of my sins. And just go ahead and name your sins. Just go ahead and name them, because God knows them anyway. And just get down on your knees and do business with the Lord. If you're in a place today where you have lost hope, Jeremiah says, my hope is in the Lord. Therefore, I have my hope in him. If you're in a place today where you have no hope, if you've placed all your hope on this earth, in this nation, or in the leaders, or in your business, and maybe your business is going bad, or maybe your hope is in your wife and she's left you, or your hope is in money and the money is no longer there, Lord Jesus has something much greater for you than that, brother and sister. He has a hope that will not disappoint you. He has a hope that will not ever let you down. He will never forsake you, and he will never leave you. Christ died not to exalt this nation, not to exalt any particular creed or motto or nation or flag. He died for your sins, because every single man, woman, and child on this earth has a sin problem. Every single man, woman, and child on this earth has a problem that we are separated from God by our sins. And so God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, the only sacrifice, the only blemish-free, sinless sacrifice that God could provide was his own Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so all you have to do is say, yes, Jesus, I believe. I want to be born again. I want you to cleanse me of my sin and all unrighteousness. I want you to set me free from this bondage of sin and death. And if you are sincere in doing that and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come in and set you free, he will do that. And then you follow it up with Christian baptism and be discipled and live a life dedicated to the Lord. If you're not in a good church, I urge you to get involved and attached to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And if you'll do that, you'll be on your way to a eternity with the Lord Jesus and Jehovah God and the Holy Spirit. You'll be on your way there, and you will never have to look back again. Well, again, we honor the veterans today. Thank you if you've been a veteran, and thank you if you have given sacrifice for this nation. But even more than that, we thank the Lord Jesus for the sacrifice that he gave on the cross. He gave his life that we all can live and live with him for all eternity. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week.